talk about it. Now you're fighting for your corner, saying that you ought to laugh about it.
I like to laugh. 26th annual Brave New Playwrights Festival is almost here. Get stoked for comedies, tragedies, musicals, fairy tales, and dramas.
To be or not to be.
This year's festival includes over 30 actors, 12 plays, 12 directors, over a dozen designers, one stage reading, nearly 20 crew members, and 26 years of history under its belt. If that was too much math for you, just go to bravenew.ca for info and tickets. Brave New Playwrights, March 28th to April 1st.
The folks at the Waldorf Hotel invite you to join them Thursday, March 29th for The Coathangers and White Mystery. The Coathangers are an all-girl quartet from Atlanta who will hook you with their unaffected, unpretentious, and deliciously sloppy form of rock. White Mystery is a brother-sister rock and roll duo all the way from Chicago. Doors for Coathangers and White Mystery are at 9, and advance tickets are available through thewaldorfhotel.com. Again, that's The Coathangers and White Mystery, Thursday, March 29th at the Waldorf Hotel in Vancouver.
Hello, Vancouver, and welcome. Pardon me. Welcome back to Sounds of the City. If you're looking for Ryan Naragi, he couldn't make it today, so this is Robert Privet. I usually do the show Sore Throats, Clapping Hands. That's on Mondays, playing lyric-driven, campfire-inspired acoustic punk rock and stuff like that. What you heard there, and when they're coming to town, first Band of Skulls playing a sold-out show, so in case you haven't got your ticket yet, maybe you can get it from some scalpers or something. They're coming with guests. We are Augustines? Sorry. I'm just reading this. Got my trusty Georgia Strait here and reading the shows out of that here. So that's April 10th at the Commodore Ballroom. And you can win a pair of tickets, though, if you go to thestrait.com. So that'll be cool. And then after that, we heard... what did we hear after that? Let me get my stuff in order here. I'm not even sure what we listened to, but I'll tell you later on. Yes, that's what it was. Nada Surf with guests Ann Horace, March 25th at the Rickshaw Theater. So there you go. Now, here's something I'm a little bit more interested in, is Iron Maiden is coming to town, and I'll give you the date. I don't believe it's sold out. Tickets started going on sale March 2nd, and I'll give you details. But for now, let's listen to some classic Iron Maiden. This is Fear of the Dark. You listen to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Yeah.
dark road, I am a man who walks alone.
Hello, this is Tony Bardock of the Little Guitar Army, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Whoa, there we go, Vancouver. Welcome back. And yeah, wake up. There you go. That it was the Dragon Force. And before that was Iron Maiden. And they're both coming to town. Not together, though. That would be something else. But if you like the British metal, then here you go. So Dragon Force is coming to town to support their upcoming album, The Power Within, with guests Holy Grail and Huntress. That's May 4th. Doors at 8 p.m. Show starts at 9:15 at the Commodore Ballroom, and tickets are $25, and that'll be awesome. So definitely check that out. That's a good price to go see those guys. And, of course, Iron Maiden, which we heard Fear of the Dark, and that was, they're coming to the Pacific Coliseum, which seems to be their home here in Vancouver. And that's July 29th. So tickets went on sale about 2 weeks ago. So check out your listings there, livenation.com for information on that. Another band that's coming to town. This is turning out to be a really rocking session here. I kind of came in here filling in for Ryan Naragi and armed with nothing but a George Strait, but it's turning out to be a pretty rockin' show here, so I'm pretty stoked about that. So let's continue with the rock and roll, because Super Suckers are coming with Nashville Pussy. They're co-headlining, they're going to be with local band Dead Cats, and that's April 12th. You can get tickets at a Red Cat or Zulu, and tickets are $25, so that would be good too. So let's listen to a little bit of that. This is the Super Suckers. Off of which album did I pull out? Here we go. Not sure what the album is. It's kind of a destroyed little leaflet I have here, but I know for sure that the track is The Evil Powers of Rock and Roll here on CITR.
Get it out. The beat has made you weak and you're afraid. This is BFM Graymaker. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, BC, Canada.
Shirtless robots, listen to CITR 101.9 FM.
I'm just trying to let everybody know so they put their t-shirts on.
Da 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 da! Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
You know, Joe, you start with these riffs in your head.
We're good.
And something you want to say, and you want to spin gold, but the thing is, people don't want your sounds. They only want...
You people, you're the fucking coolest!
Just fucking use you. You know what I'm saying, Joe?
What is that? What is it? One more shot and salute?
Tune in to Sore Throats and Clapping Hands, hosted by Robert Privet, Monday evenings at 6:30 on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
And in the end, it's love. And in the end, it's love. And in the end, it's love.
Hey, Vancouver, and welcome back. You're listening to the last 10 minutes of Sounds of the City, usually with Ryan Naragi. My name is Robert Privet. I usually do the Sore Throats Clapping Hands show that you just heard the PSA to, and but Ryan will be back next week with more Sounds of the City. I guess just a kind of an overview of who's coming to town, and who's coming to town. Well, let's go over who came to town and who I just played there. Dragon Force is coming to town, and that is at the Commodore Ballroom on May 4th. And tickets are $25, which is pretty awesome. So that would be a great show. And then we heard a little bit of Super Suckers and Nashville Pussy with and they're co-headlining. And they'll be with local band Dead Cats, and that's April 12th. You can get tickets at Red Cat and Zulu. We heard Henry Rollins, former Black Flag frontman, performs his Long March tour June 2nd, doors at 7 p.m. at the Vogue Theater. Quite a ways for that one there. And then we heard Band of Skulls are coming. You can check out your Georgia Strait for information on that. But it's sold out. And before that, we heard Joseph Blood, and we started that off with... Not a surf. I got about 10 minutes left. I have to play a interview that Ryan did. Now, he neglected to mention who he interviewed, so I can't give a introduction to this at all. But what I'm going to do is I'll play... you know what? I'll get right to that, actually, so I might not be back. So enjoy the next show, which is, let me see here, Stereo Blues with Dorothy, followed by It Ain't Easy Being Green, and then Hugo is going to be filling in something at around 1 o'clock. So... good day of music coming up for you on CITR. And a reminder, if you like acoustic punk and anti-folk, that type of tunes, lyric-driven campfire-inspired music, you can listen to my show at Mondays at 6 p.m. till 7:30. And except this Monday, I'm being preempted for ladies' basketball. So go Thunderbirds. Anyhow, this is the interview. And let me see if I can... track this down here. It was right in front of me a second. There you go. It says Robert Privet. Play this on Friday. So here you go, Vancouver. Here is an interview between Ryan Naragi and a mystery band.
First of all, you're Mark, but I don't know. Are you the magician, or give us a brief about your band and just who plays in it? Because everyone has I don't know, band names, so to say.
Yeah. We kind of just started doing the whole band name was, I don't know, it was just something to kind of, it was like a fun kind of thing. We kind of thought it would be you know, interesting.
So well, that's funky, like, but who's who?
Oh, I'm the shaman.
Yeah,
the shaman. Magician is the main singer, and the warrior is like the drummer.
So from what I know, you three, you create electronic beats mixed with... live analog music as well. Like, can you give us a brief about how you create your music?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we mix a lot of synthesizers and, you know, samples, but we also incorporate live drums. And sometimes we'll have guest players come in and play with us, maybe guitar, you know, whoever. Kind of, we have a bit of a group of friends and musicians that will come and play with us once in a while.
How long have you guys been playing? Like, when did Drugs and Dreams start?
About 2 years in the making now.
Actually, well, tell me how it started. Like, what brought you three together?
Well, originally, we kind of come from more of a production background. And me and the magician were producing for a while, and we were doing hip-hop, and we were doing, you know, some pop and different kind of stuff. And then we kind of just... We used to do a lot more live stuff independently. He was, like, rapping, and we're both from Nova Scotia originally.
Mm-hmm.
So he was did an album with Classified originally. It was, like, his rap album. He came up, and I was kind of doing guitar stuff. Like, I played in a different band before. And then we met through mutual friends on the West Coast, and we just started producing together. So then we met Eric Breitenbach, who is crazy drummer.
Mm-hmm.
We met him through just mutual friends, and we could just kind of clicked, and we just started making music together, and we just, you know, started going at it. And then I eventually wanted to get the visual aspect, so then, you know, we were just sourcing around for different visual people. And then Stuart, who also just kind of, you know, hopped on board with us and started doing the visual aspect and doing some really cool stuff.
So I have my question is, how should one perceive your music? Like, are you, like, you consider yourself a band that comes with visuals? Like, do I listen to Drugs and Dreams just sound only, or will I not get the full experience?
I would recommend getting the full experience. Live is where we, you know, we're trying to hold most of our, you know, existence. But through visuals, we're also trying to, you know, start releasing a series of videos and, sorry, go ahead.
No, sorry, you continue saying?
Well, we're just going to start trying to release more, you know, visual aspects online. But, I mean, the full experience is definitely a live thing.
So you guys definitely go for the live thing. One main, usually kind of pet peeve that I have is that when electronic musicians, and I have nothing against electronic musicians, I think they're absolutely fantastic. I just have something against them pressing play when they go on stage. And they kind of just press play, and then the song sings for 5 minutes, and then they press play one more time. Do you do that?
No.
Okay, good.
Well, what I do, I use a program called Ableton, and it's becoming quite popular. And it allows you to basically remix and rearrange everything on the fly. I mean, I use just, I'll have a couple samples where I'll play through like a clip kind of launcher. And then I'll play along with that with my keyboards.
How do you guys view? As you just said, you play the guitar, right?
I started out playing the guitar. I could play keyboards in the band now, though.
Can you compare analog music and digital music for me, and why you guys are so interested in mixing the two together?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think it's just a kind of natural progression for. I mean, analog just. Digital is in our world, you know, it's just a part of it, and using the technology is just, you know, going to emphasize anything you're trying to do, you know, and it's just, you can't really ignore these kind of, like, tools, you know, and they're just so powerful now. You have to kind of just, you know, pay attention to what some of these are doing, you know.
As live musicians, you guys have been playing in Vancouver for a few years now, have gotten a bit of a following, and you're going to be doing another show on March the 17th at the Chapel Arts.
Yeah, that's right.
How do you guys get yourselves out there? How do you get to other cities? Like, do you perform in other cities?
We a little bit. I mean, we're just starting to kind of build our home base right now. We've been to Whistler, the island, kind of, I mean, pretty much just BC. So, I mean, you know, it's just ground transportation.
But what do you guys do to promote yourselves?
Oh, I mean, you know, we're online, you know. We're all about, and trying to network, I mean, with other bands, too, you know. It's all about friends, and everybody, it's such a close-knit community now, so
trying
to attach ourselves.
So, like, you go to one festival, you meet up with a whole bunch of different musicians, and...
Yeah, exactly, you know, and then we'll just try and network, you know, and just trying to... It's just about having real connections with people, you know, nowadays, really.
So what are we going to expect on your on the March 17th show?
You're going to expect a bit of a party.
But can you give us like a little bit of more of a, oh, I got some crazy trippy shit for you guys, or like something
sure.
Like my uncle came from India and he brought these crazy psychedelics and I'm just going to pass it through the room, or see, just whatever. Anything like that coming along?
Yeah, I mean...
Have you played with any of the other musicians that are playing that night?
No, actually, this is my first time for most of them, I think. I think pretty much all of them. So I'm kind of looking forward to what everybody else is going to be doing too.
Listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Radio for crazy people and the elderly. Oh yeah.
Slant it back and hook. Baby, one more time. I ain't doing too bad, babe. I got you on my mind. Having a darn good time. Somebody
help me. I can't help myself. Somebody's got to help me, 'cause I can't help myself. I'm not doing too bad, baby. You know I ain't got no brand new bag. Somebody help me. I can't help myself. Somebody better help me, 'cause I can't help myself. And I ain't doing too bad, baby. And I ain't got no brand new bed. Snatch it back and hold it. I wanna tell you where it's at. All the kids in the neighborhood is doing a brand new dance. Snatch it back and hold it. I wanna show you where it's at. Say it on one more time. Just on one more time. Hey, 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 hey. Baby, one more time. Kids in the neighborhood, they know just where it's at. Snatch it back and hold it. Snatch it back and hold it. Hey, hey, hey. Snatch it back and hold it. Say the hey, 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 hey.
Listen here, mister.